In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For grace to receive God's word, that the Holy Spirit may make our hearts good soil, bring forth in our lives saving faith and good works to which he has called us. Let us pray to the Lord. For an abundant harvest of believers, that God would bless pastors and missionaries as they sow his word among the nations and prepare hearts of all who hear to believe in yet abundant fruit. Let us pray to the Lord. For parents, that the Lord would bless them with faithfulness as they plant his word in their children. And for children, that by the word of the Lord they would protect them amidst the cares and troubles of this world. Let us pray to the Lord. For our leaders, that they may plead the cause of widows and orphans, serve the needs of the least among us, and that peace and safety may abound. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who suffer from illness of body, especially Deb's son-in-law, anybody else that we wish to name, or those that we hold in our hearts, that the Lord would give them healing. Comfort them with his loving presence, grant them patience to endure suffering, and assure them always of the glory of Christ that awaits them. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune this day, that we may trust that as surely as God provides bread for the eater, his word for salvation, he would provide his son's body and blood for salvation. Joy and peace, let us pray to the Lord. For our faith, that it might not be choked out by the cares of the world or the deceitfulness of riches, that God would richly grant us his word and gifts to serve him and our neighbors. Let us pray to the Lord. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.